Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the community players of Green County putting on their performance of Bigfoot Monologues this weekend is our director, Nat Payon, joining us now. So thank you very much, Nat, for coming on.
I love to be here.
This is great to be able to say that the community players of Green County have come back here full force. You have a production that you're going to be unveiling to the public here coming up this weekend. Can you just first of all start out by describing for us the pertinent information, when the performances are going to be, the times, locations, all that stuff?
Yeah, so this weekend on Saturday, we are going to have a performance at Rippey's 150th Plus One right outside the Library Community Center area at 2 p.m. And then the next day, Sunday, we will be having a performance at the Scranton Community Center, and that's going to be at 1 p.m.
And it's entitled Bigfoot Monologues. I'm not familiar with this particular play. Is it something that's well known, or is it have kind of a local tie to it?
Yeah, it's done by a local playwright. Her name is Sarah Nicholson. She's the manager of the theater here in Jefferson. And I was really excited to be able to be in charge of the premiere of the show. That was really fun.
Well, tell us a little bit about the story, first of all, before we get into, you know, the direct role ship that you play on this performance.
Yeah, Bigfoot is really sick and tired of humans kind of going in on his turf and his personal bubble. So he enlists the help of other cryptids like the Loch Ness Monster, Yeti, Mothman, the Jersey Devil, and they all share their individual experiences with humans kind of impeding on their privacy.
I understand that this is your first time ever directing a play. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell us, you know, kind of what drove you, what made you want to take over a directorship role?
Yeah, so I'm actually a student at the University of Iowa studying theater, and I am super passionate about theater. I was involved with speech and all the shows in high school, and Clay Ross reached out to me to direct the show, and I thought, why not?
Awesome. Well, how has that been going for you? I mean, have you learned a lot? What are some things that you can share with us, being a first-time director, that you'd like to share with the public?
I've definitely learned a lot. It's hard because I've always been acting in shows. I've never done the directorial role. So it's hard to know how to direct people and how to exactly explain those things to them. It's been a learning process for sure, and I really enjoy it.
Can you tell us about who's all involved in the cast this year?
Yeah, sure. So we have Tim Pound, Mitchell Stevens, Linda Nichols, Josh Toole and his children Corbin and Gavin, Autumn Stevens, Bella Lindbergh, and Terry Delp.
Have you worked with any of those individuals prior to this performance?
Yes, I've worked with Tim Pound in previous community player productions, and also Mitchell Stevens in the high school, and Autumn Stevens as well.
And obviously never, ever hearing about this type of show before, pretty much starting from ground zero. How has that been for you as a director to be able to, you know, take somebody who has an original piece, I don't think ever been performed on the stage before, and being able to be that conduit to make that a reality?
Well, my emphasis in my major is actually playwriting, so I'm really familiar with, you know, just closing my eyes, kind of imagining the stage in front of me and what each character is doing, and that's what I've tried to do with this script as well.
I know you're going to have both your performances outdoors. Now, indoors is one thing, and for you still being a first-time ever director, it's got to be hard enough to be able to do a play indoors, but now you've got the added challenge of being outdoors. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, I think the toughest part for me is figuring out entrances and exits because, well, when you have a stage, we have the wings, you know, people can enter and exit from those places, but when you're outdoors, there are no wings. And so you kind of have to look at the buildings around and see if someone could, you know, go around the buildings or, you know, pop up from a bush or use the set pieces on stage to come out from behind.
And also, I'm sure being outdoors, you inherently have different challenges as well, making sure that the audience members can hear you, because I'm guessing acoustics is a little bit different of a story when you're outdoors versus indoors.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm constantly saying, project, I can't hear you. Kind of backing up in the audience area so that I can make sure that I can hear them from far away. That's definitely been a challenge.
Is there any scenery with this? Because I know you said you're trying to use the elements that are presented for your performances. Have you had to deal with any kind of scenery at all?
Well, we built a few set pieces. Like, we have a stump and a few rocks that we're going to be using for different things. But yeah, mostly the set is just nature itself, using the, you know, grass as the floor and buildings as surrounding.
Tell us a little bit about how rehearsals have been going. Have things been cohesively getting better and better all the time?
Oh, yeah. As with any show, you're always worried at the beginning because things are rocky. But then, you know, as you get to the production date, things go a lot smoother. Our last practice, I was really happy with it, actually. I was thrilled that it's coming together and all the pieces are just going into place.
Tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to the most, or what's been the most enjoyable experience for you since you started with rehearsals day one to your performances coming up this weekend.
Well, I have some younger actors in the cast, and I am just so happy that I get to, you know, instill this passion of theater into them. And I love, there's one cast member in particular that always comes up to me and was like, what could I do better? What could I do this? And it's just so, it's a really good feeling to be able to, you know, pass down theater, because I feel like it's dying in a lot of places. So to keep it in a small community like Greene County is really important to me.
With that, can you kind of just remind us again about what the pertinent information is? Are there tickets that people have to purchase? Can people bring their own chairs, beverages, those kinds of things?
Yep, people will bring their own chairs and drinks. At the Scranton venue, we are going to offer a meal, so they will definitely have food there. So this weekend on Saturday, we are going to have a performance at Rippey's 150th Plus One right outside the Library Community Center area at 2 p.m. And then the next day, Sunday, we will be having a performance at the Scranton Community Center, and that's going to be at 1 p.m. It's free will donation as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with the director of this year's production of Bigfoot Monologues with the Community Players of Greene County, is Nat Payan joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.